Warbirds back home tonight taking on Salem. We're down in the dugout today with Warbirds coach Ricky Carvajal. Ricky, we really appreciate the time. I'm curious, as we go back to the beginning for you, where did your love for baseball first start?
I think everything started when my dad used to take me to the batting cages on Sundays. Since I was 5 years old, he took me to the cages, and he used to be a baseball player as well. So he taught me a lot of things about baseball.
You obviously played at a pretty high level, played in college, two-time All-American, two-time All-Conference champion. Give me an All-Conference selection. Give me a little bit of insight into your playing career and how that helped you as you eventually got into coaching.
So everything started when I was in DR. I was trying to sign a contract with a major league team, and then that didn't happen at the moment. So I started searching for scholarship opportunities here in the States. So I got a scholarship to play in North Carolina. It was in Elizabeth City in the junior college there, and I played there for 2 years and then transferred to a four-year school, and yeah, that's where everything started.
You went on to get a master's degree as well. I'm just curious, why coaching? A guy with a master's degree, why get into coaching and pursue that path?
Well, that master's degree was specialized in education, so one of the things that I wanted to do is, after I graduated from college, I wanted to keep staying in the game as long as possible. So that was one of the paths that I wanted to follow. So I did education just to help me to understand a little more about the players and where they come from and all that stuff, how to teach.
You were an assistant coach at Penn College. Yes. Where you played on the baseball side, then became the head softball coach, which I imagine is totally different than playing professional 100%. Baseball. Give me a little bit of insight into what that was like, coaching a sport that's similar but very different to baseball.
Right, so it's quicker game, different. Coaching females is a little different in that area. But it was a pretty good experience for me. I was coaching baseball over there at Payne College. I was a baseball coach, assistant baseball coach, and then out of the blue, the AD came to me and said, "Hey, I would like for you to be the head softball coach." So that's where everything started, and I fell in love with it. It was a really good experience with me. Then I got the job as a Dominican manager of the softball team, so I did that for a little bit, and then I came over here to the Brewers.
Yeah, you came to the Brewers a couple of years ago, so why make the move to pro ball? Obviously, you're doing great things at the college level. What was it about professional baseball that intrigued you?
I think the most important thing was the things that I went through when I was 18 years old, when I was playing baseball. I didn't receive a lot of help when I was young, and when I first got here to the States, I wanted to follow that path, and I wanted to be that person to help the players throughout that process.
Yeah, you talk about help. A lot of these guys maybe leaving home from the Dominican for the first time in their life and so many miles away from home. For you, how important is it to be not just a mentor on the field but off the field for these young guys?
Those guys need support. I mean, any type of support, whatever it is on the field and off the field, it's hard to make that adjustment from any Hispanic country to the States. I mean, it's not the same food, not the same country. Everything is different, so it's hard. It's a hard transition for them, and it's good for them to have somebody to be there for them.
We've talked a lot with Eddie Morgan, the manager of this team, about the infield defense, and Eddie has praised you for the work that you've done with this infield. What goes into creating a good infield defense, both as a player and sort of as a group?
I think this group is pretty easy to work with. They all work hard. They got really good discipline. I think the main thing is the routines. The guys have done a really good job establishing different routines throughout a daily basis, when it's raining, when it's not raining, different environments. They've done a really good job with that.
You had a chance to coach a couple special guys last year in Mate and Pena. I'm just curious, from your perspective, what makes guys like that so special?
Discipline, consistency, and the want-to. Those guys are really good at it. I mean, they came to work hard out of the field, and really good kids outside of the field as well.
Let you go with this thought. Obviously, new ballpark, first year here in Wilson. What's been your impressions of things so far?
Amazing. That's all I got to say. It's amazing.
Ricky, really appreciate the time. Continued success this
Thank
year.
Thank you.
That's Ricky Carvajal joining us down in the dugout on the Warbirds Baseball Network.